it's nice to talk to you, and I hope you're having the same beautiful weather there that we're having over here.
It's a little on the weird side. It wants to rain, but it won't. You know how that goes in Florida.
Oh, I know that feeling, yep. Yeah.
Just humid, but you know what? Anytime's a good time to barbecue, and I can't believe this is the 25th anniversary of the Barbecue Bible. It's amazing.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Good thing I wrote it when I was a teenager, so I'm still a young man, right?
you're stealing all my best lines. Well, I know 25 years goes by so fast. I mean, you start thinking about people cooking in the backyard on those old grills with charcoal or whatever they were using, and now it's like space age out there.
It really is. When I started, you know, there were there was only one pellet grill. There was only one Kamado cooker. Your grill certainly couldn't talk to your phone, your smartphone. In a way, I sort of miss those old days. But, you know, today, I mean, there's been so many changes. First of all, when I started, grilling was kind of a special occasion thing. You
sure.
did it on the weekends. What did you grill? You grilled the protein, the hunk of meat in the center of the plate. Nobody really grilled vegetables back when I started. Nobody grilled fish, appetizers, bread, pizza. You know, that would all come after the Barbecue Bible. But today, grilling, it's, you know, I think for many American families, the grill is kind of an extension of the kitchen. And a lot of us grill four or five times a week, you know, especially those of us lucky enough to live in South Florida.
Mm-hmm. And look at what an outdoor kitchen is these days. Like, who needs the kitchen in the house? You've got this beautiful space outside.
Absolutely. And that's all, you know, it's all due to this explosion of interest in barbecuing and grilling.
And there's a lot of interest in it. I just talk to people down the hall, and they're always talking about the latest cut of meat they have, how they prepared it, how they grilled it, and they always have this look on their face of, like, pure bliss. They love doing this. So what is your favorite thing to barbecue?
Well, whatever I cooked, I'm cooking at the moment. I mean, I have done so much, but I will, I love to grill a great steak, steak is simultaneously the easiest and the hardest thing in the world to grill. Easy because all you do is throw a hunk of meat over the fire. Hard because to get the timing just right, the perfect degree of doneness, the beautiful crusty sear on top. Mm. You know, it's still something of a challenge. I'm also living here in South Florida. I really love grilled seafood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we get amazing seafood down here. And to me, there's no better way to cook seafood than on the grill. Vegetables, my daughter and my wife are vegetarians. How's that for a shocking secret revealed on your station today?
I love it.
But at any rate, so, grilled vegetables and vegetarian food, they definitely play a big part in my barbecue life as well.
Well, your barbecue life has been interesting. You're a journalist. You're a James Beard Award winner. You've been all over the world with this. Did you think that's how your life was going to go when you started all this way back when?
You know, absolutely not. And nobody is more surprised than I am. I have a degree in French literature, and I figured I would be a college professor. And actually, it's a funny thing because I speak French, and my love of French literature and cuisine have really sort of steered me toward barbecue and guided me through barbecue. I first got interested in food writing and cooking in a professional way in Paris, where I went after college on a research grant to study medieval cooking in Europe.
Wow.
I have done, I've done 20 years of TV on public television, starting with Barbecue University, and then there was Primal Grill, and then Project Smoke, Project Fire. Now we're about to launch a new series called Planet Barbecue.
Ooh.
And a few years ago, I found myself in Quebec. My books have all been translated there, and a TV producer came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, what do you think about doing a TV show in French in Quebec?"
Oh.
I thought, sure, like, this is really going to happen. Well, 9 months later, damn if I wasn't on the send saying "Bonjour Quebec" to everybody, and I did 8 years of barbecue television in French. In fact, on Monday, I'm flying to Paris, where I'm going to be the guest of honor at the French Barbecue Expo. So, you know, just sort of funny how you train for one thing and you wind up doing something else, but it all sort of makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense for you, and it's wonderful that you can translate something you started off with into something that you really love. Now, the Barbecue Bible celebrating 25 years, what's going to be next, aside from the TV shows?
Well, next for me, so that's a very good question. I am interested, from a cooking point of view, I've become interested in these outdoor griddles, stand-up griddles and planches, you know, cooking on a hot slab of metal. Now, I know technically that's not grilling, but I've become fascinated with how it cooks food, and it opens up horizons that you can't do on a grill. You can't cook breakfast on a grill. I mean, you can, but it's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's interesting. And actually, believe it or not, I'm working on a memoir of my crazy life in barbecue, and you're actually the first reporter I've mentioned that to.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see where that leads.
Well, I think it's going to lead to a lot of beautiful places that are going to be very tasty, and as much as barbecuing has changed over the years, one thing stays the same. You still have that love for it in your heart and everything that you do, and I'll look forward to talking to you when you have your memoir out.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Steve, thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. It's the Barbecue Bible, and we'll have it in N. Kelly's Kitchen so you can have your very own copy very, very soon.